As the week got going, we talked about the possibilities that a lot of the dollar bullishness and equity market bearishness may have been priced to the max, leaving room for a healthy reversal of flow. And indeed, this is how things have been playing out thus far this week. Initially, reduced worry around tension in the Middle East had helped to get this going. And more recently, it's been economic data. The latest round of PMI data around the major economies shows PMIs outside the U.S. coming in robust, while U.S. PMIs have been less than impressive. Earlier today, the Australian dollar got another boost on hotter Aussie inflation reads, while the New Zealand dollar got a little prop from the first recorded Kiwi trade surplus in 10 months. Finally, keep an eye on dollar-yen today, with the major pair inching ever so close to that much-talked-about 155 barrier, where many worry active intervention could become an actual reality. Looking ahead, key standouts on Wednesday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from German IFO reads, UK CBI data, Canada retail sales, US durable goods, and the Bank of Canada summary of deliberations. That's all for now.